Now, notice what he's saying to them here in verse 4. He says, "Be not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn now from your evil ways and from your evil doings, but they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord." This is his warning to them. Now, this starts off very practical, does it not? And it is very practical. He's saying here to them, he says, your fathers, they wouldn't pay attention to the prophets. I sent to them, I sent Hosea, I sent Joel, I sent Amos, and I sent to them Isaiah, I sent Jeremiah, I sent all of these prophets, and they didn't listen to them. They didn't heed them at all. And that's the reason that they went into captivity. Be not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn now from your evil ways and from your evil doings, but they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Now, he asks a question, verse 5. Will you notice this? He says, your fathers, where are they? Well, and the prophets, do they live forever? The prophets' voices are no longer sounding. That is the former prophets. Jeremiah and Isaiah and Hosea and Joel and Amos, they're gone. They're dead. Their voices are silent. And then, by the way, where are your fathers? Well, they're buried down yonder in Babylon. And that was the wrong place to be buried. You see, they wanted to be buried in that land. That was very important. Even old Jacob, down yonder in the land of Egypt, he made Joseph take an oath, says, don't you bury me here in Egypt. I want to be taken back up yonder and buried with my fathers. And that's where he's buried today, there at Hebron. And what's he waiting for? He's waiting for the day when God's going to raise him up along with the other patriarchs and the godly Israelites to live in that land. That's their hope. That was their hope, to be raised up, to be buried in that land. And therefore, they wanted to be buried in that land. If you've ever been to Jerusalem, you know before the eastern gate there, down through the valley of Kidron and all up on the side of the Mount of Olives, they're buried there, Israelites. Those are the graves that the Arabs mutilated a great deal. They are being restored by Israel. But why are they buried there? Because right there they expect to see the Messiah come someday to the earth. And I personally think they'll be raised from the dead when he returns to the earth to establish his kingdom. At the rapture, the Lord Jesus does not come to the earth. He comes into the air and he calls his church out of the world. He's not coming to the earth at that time to establish his kingdom. The world is to go through the great tribulation period. The church is to be removed. Now, there would be no point in raising these from the dead that are the Old Testament saints, both Jew and Gentile, because they just have to stand around and wait till the tribulation is over to be raised to enter into the kingdom. And that is the thing. And may I say, this was a very pertinent question that Zechariah is asking. He says, your fathers, where are they? Are they buried way down yonder in Babylon? By the canals of Babylon, that's a bad place to be when your hope is right here in that land. You see, this meant a great deal in that day. This is a warning he gives them. But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? Or, in other words, did they not overtake your fathers? The judgment came. In other words, your sin have overtaken you. And they returned and said, as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us, according to our ways and according to our doings, so hath he dealt with us. In other words, they were finally willing to admit that that which had come to them by way of judgment was just and righteous on the part of God, because he'd warned them, they had not listened to them.